Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our annual Marathon Monday broadcast is brought to you by Sitco, and we are here just steps away from the finish line at the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street, right where shortly the runners will make that famous right on Hereford and left on Boylston and finish this 128th running of the Boston Marathon. Still to come this morning on the show, we'll be joined in about half an hour or so by the governor of the Commonwealth. A little ask the governor since she is down here for the finish line festivities, but we got to get back to, and by the way, heads up, since we're out doing the show at the Capitol Grill, the very first roadshow of the third roadshow season is a week from Friday.
Yes.
So, believe it or not, we will be in Brattleboro, Vermont, 1 week from this Friday for the first ever roadshow in Vermont.
And I would like to make a reservation for the foundation for this spring, early summer.
Okay.
For the Celtics championship duck boat parade Greg Hill Foundation party right here.
Okay, all right.
Will this be on the duck boat route?
We're gonna have someone who could actually play a role in that.
Okay.
In about a half hour.
I feel like that's a potential jinx scenario, but yes, Curtis, I am in. I am 100%.
I have Missoula fever.
I am 100% in on that, especially after the way my guy Pete Pritch played yesterday.
Oh yeah, Pete Pritch bomb.
But we got to get back to Courtney and the rest of today's news.
41-year-old Iyad Etwali, a restaurant owner in San Francisco, is in the middle of going on a month-long hunger strike to protest the city's new bike lanes.
He says
that it's driving away business.
Okay.
And he said that he feels like they've treated him differently. He's claiming racism.
Huh.
Because he's gone to the mayor's office to try to talk about this, and they've dismissed him over and over again. So he thinks doing a 30-day hunger strike will get more eyeballs on the situation.
Okay.
His family owns the Syrian restaurant Yasmin, and he is spending this month in a makeshift hut, if you will, right outside of the restaurant, not eating.
All right.
So,
well, maybe we should join him, Wiggy. You want to go?
I mean, there's probably some other things that we can do to support him.
I don't think so.
I don't know if hunger strike is the way to go.
I feel like in solidarity, you should join, as Chris Scott brings over bacon and sausage.
Yeah.
You should join him in the hunger strike.
I mean, I'll join
officially
him
right now.
I will join him in the strike of the bike lanes because they're dumb.
Uh-huh.
And I'm with Shime. Shime and I had this. All bikes should be banned in the city. Get rid of those stupid blue bikes. Rip up the bike lanes.
All bikes would be banned.
All bikes in the city would be banned.
Huh.
Because and I said this before, I know Courtney laughed, but the only people who really use those bike lanes are the blue bikers.
Well, because I enjoy a blue bike every so often.
Yeah, but that's the problem. If you enjoy a blue bike, you know what we have to have?
Mm-hmm.
Bike lanes.
I'll go on the sidewalk. That's fine.
Oh, well.
Well, whatever rules you put in place, I assure you, the bikers will not follow them.
Right. And it's like three bikers, too. Like, we have bike lanes for, you know, a handful of people that sit there with their Speedos on, thinking they're Lance Armstrong and going, oh, I need to enjoy the bike lanes.
The one area that I think will best encapsulate the stupidity of our time mm-hmm. is Cambridge Street before you merge onto the Mass Pike mm-hmm. in Alston, mm. where there is a bike lane the size of a car and a half Ugh. Lane. It takes you to a point, a ramp to go into the Mass Pike where bikes
Stupid.
Are not allowed.
Yeah.
It removed a lane of traffic at a pretty congested part of the street for no reason other than, I don't know. I have no idea. We yeah. have no money, but we create these. The bike lanes are the dumbest thing in the history of man.
I feel like if you're a New England Patriot, it would be much harder to take a D-pick on a bike than it is in a car.
That's yes. true.
Would you, and then Snapchat it. Yep. I mean, I yeah. feel like the whole thing would be, because you have both hands on the handlebars.
Oh, sure.
I'm guessing it would probably be much, it would probably be harder.
Is he going to be on the team?
Harder, is that the, it's probably no. not the word. To, it probably, yeah.
Nothing was hard there.
Yeah, yes. Oh. Is he what?
Is he going to be on the team?
I don't.
He sucked.
Still, yeah, I think he's still on the contract.
What a horrible signing.
Yeah.
They haven't done anything.
Is that the where do you rank that when it comes to signings over the last 5 years, Juju Smith-Schuster?
I would say that may be near the top of the list as to why Bill Belichick's not here. You have Jacoby Myers,
all right.
a yeah. guy that, whatever you think about Mac, was his number one target, the security blanket, a guy that was accountable like he was after that Vegas Raiders game where he was in front of the locker. My mistake, I thought I could lateral it, mm-hmm. whatever. Everything that you wanted a guy to be, came into the league as an undrafted guy,
yep.
made himself the top free agent, and Bill goes, no, we don't want him. Let's take the cast off from the Chiefs and Juju Smith-Schuster.
Whose knees are about to explode right. every
Awful.
5 seconds.
Yeah. Awful.
All right. Where were we?
No, it's okay. We just have the dumbest of the day.
Oh, all right. Let's get to it.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened over the weekend, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
So it's if you're going to go on a wild joyride on a motorcycle
yep.
and you're going to go antagonize police officers,
yep.
make sure you have a full tank of gas.
I see.
Because in Michigan,
okay.
a motorcyclist was arrested after he was antagonizing police officers, speeding off, popping wheelies. If you're a grown adult and you pop a wheelie, just reevaluate everything.
It happens a lot in every. It happens a lot in this city. It happens a lot in all the major cities now.
I've turned into my dad. I was down at the beach park by Castle Island yesterday, and these guys with these motorcycles just revving them up. I was like, slow down. Anyway.
Was he taunting the police?
He was taunting the police. He was going and doing wheelies in front of them, and then he tried to speed away. One thing happened. He ran out of gas. This is the audio of the chatter between the police officers during this event.
Okay.
Trying to antagonize me.
He's doing a wheelie on a freeway. Very nice. All right, he's crawling. I don't know if he ran out of gas or not. He might be out of gas. Looks like he's giving up.
Yeah, that's it. You should know, like you said, you should know you have enough gas because they ain't catching you on no crotch rocket.
Right.
Police ain't catching you on one of them.
Unless
things.
You run out of gas.
Unless you do run out of
was
gas.
Was that what Juju had?
maybe.
Yeah, it was more like a like some kind of a I don't know if you'd call it a rocket.
No.
I mean, I don't.
No, I would say.
All right. Anyway, is that it?
That's
on the news?
News.
Great job today, Courtney.
Thank you, guys.
All right. By the way, Courtney and I tomorrow night taking four listeners and their guests who are diehards to the Sox game.
Yes.
And you can still get in on that if you upload a picture at weei.com.
Correct. Yep. For the next one where Greg and Wiggy will be going together in May.
In May. So if you're a diehard, all you have to do is grab a picture that you think proves that. And
No kids.
Upload it on the contest page at weei.com. And you could be sitting with me and Wiggy at the Sam Adams deck in right field. You get table seats.
Sit.
Great spot at Fenway. And we'll give you we'll have some beers and some glizzies with this incredible people from Sam Adams.
I do just want to thank you for having me go first, Wiggy second, because there is nothing worse when you are in the same room as a celebrity athlete like Jermaine Wiggins and these poor people get me instead of Wiggy.
Yeah, you're a celebrity.
No, I mean, I'm not.
You're a local celebrity.
I will play in a golf
tournament. Cut yourself short.
And I will never forget, I was playing in a golf tournament, and this group, big group from a company, they got split into two foursomes, and they were like, okay, one foursome's going to have Courtney, the other foursome's going to have Matt Grizzlick. And the foursome that was with me is looking at me like, thanks a lot.
They weren't happy.
Yeah. The first hole, we're putting, Matt Grizzlick's group is teeing off, and he's talking to me, he's like, oh, how's it going with you guys? I said, well, imagine being the girl that you get stuck with instead of Matt Grizzlick. He said, I'm
very
sorry.
Most guys want to play golf with the girl anyways. Don't let them fool you.
I don't know. Playing with a Bruin is pretty cool, I think, for a lot of people.
Greg would have preferred the Bruin. but
well, he's not for them streets.
That's true. And I Ken maybe be able to correct me on this. It always used to be, in my memory, the fourth game of a series was the Monday at 11:05. It's very rare. I don't remember it being the start of a new series, because I thought it was just going to be the Angels today, but it's the Guardians beginning a series. That kind of sucks for Cleveland. They fly in late last night.
Yeah.
And they got the 11 a.m. start.
It is a great tradition, though. That,
the best.
That early game at
Fenway. I love it.
And
when I used to work there, humble brag, it was the best because you get done at 2:30 and get pie-eyed right out here.
And you can't – I mean, there's not a better day than – I mean, the sun is out. It is going to be a beautiful day for baseball. And first pitch is at 11:10.
Right.
And we got the pregame with Arcan. And at 10:10 coming up this morning here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network, and of course on the Odyssey app, where you can hear every Red Sox game this season.
And I wonder if Sean will make any comments about his coverage of the Masters.
I don't know if Sean McDonald will do that or not. No. I don't know. All right,
he was trending.
I now remember what you're saying.
I love him
during the par three.
Yeah, during the par
three.
Well,
he did the par three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he say something slick?
Yeah.
Slick talky on that slick talk.
Do we have the audio, Sean?
I don't think we have the Sean. You know.
So I was never able to find really clean audio. I have audio, okay. If you can send it to me, I will roll it in for you.
Yeah, I will send it to you. Yeah, we could get to that.
All right. We got to get to, speaking of things we need to get to, we need to get to Courtney and to what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. Happy Marathon Monday. The men's and women's wheelchair division starts right after 9 with elite men at 9:37, elite women at 9:47. The first wave of runners after that will start at 10. The Sox take on the finale and the series with the Angels. 5-4 was the final yesterday. Yoshida, Cassis, O'Neill all had homers in this one. While Brian Baio got the start, he went 5 1/3, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 8. The Red Sox went back-to-back yesterday, never looked back. Here's Tristan Cassis' dinger.
There's a drive hit to right field, pretty deep, back by the bullpen. Adele there, lumps, it's gone! Into the bullpen. Tristan Cassis with his second home run in as many days, his fourth of the year. Red Sox go back to back for the second time this year and lead it now 2-0. That was crushed.
And that was brought to you by Nissan's Red Sox post-game show. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store in NissanUSA.com today. The series with the Guardians kick off on this marathon Monday at Fenway, 11:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Christian Arcan at 10:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Oh, God bless you.
Sorry.
That's
sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
Oh, man.
Anybody else got allergies?
No, just you, but it's okay.
Allergies.
If you had 57, you win.
I mean, allergies, am I right?
Right.
Yep. Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. The Celtics beat the Wizards 132-122 to end the season. Pete Pritch had a double-double, 38 points and 12 assists in that one. The Bruins still have 2 games left tonight on the road against the Capitals. Puck drop is at 7. And Scottie Scheffler won the Masters, putting on the green jacket for the second time of his career, finishing 11-under. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
A perfect day in Boston. 50 degrees right now, sunny skies, a sunny afternoon high in downtown Boston of 70 degrees.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Me and Del were singing a little runaway. I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery, going wherever it leads. Running down a dream.
We are back at the Capitol Grill. Annual Marathon Monday show right here at the finish line on Boylston Street, brought to you by Sitco. And many, right, like if you're running down that dream today and that dream is to finish a Boston Marathon, then good luck to you. And I admire you forever because I cannot believe how many people will be out there today in the heat. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the heat is a relative term, but it is going to be in the 60s, Curtis.
Yeah, so, some serious nipple chafing out there.
All right. So if you're on the buses, you're on your way out to Hopkinton, you're running for yourself, you're running for a charitable foundation, you're running because you do it every year, kudos to you. Good luck. And we'll be here cheering you on, right, all afternoon as long as Courtney is upright and conscious.
I will be. I will be. Okay. We have a friend in our building that's running today, Steph Croak, and she, I mean, watching her come in and out of the building after these runs, because people don't think all the time think about how long the training is.
Yeah.
Like that they've been training to do this for months and months and months, all through the winter, terrible weather, rain, snow, doesn't matter. They have to get out there. It's a feat that I couldn't even imagine. I could never, ever run it.
I would love to do a stolen valor, though. I'd love to get that windbreaker and be like, oh, PB for me, 3:38.
Well, it's the kind of everyday training that Wiggy would like Alex Cora to be doing with the infielders for the Boston Red Sox.
The continued errors that no one wants to blame on Cora.
Do you happen to hear Lou on the radio station?
I heard a little bit of him Friday.
He basically said that the errors have absolutely nothing to do with Alex Cora.
So it's all on the players.
It's all roster.
So then let me get this right. So then no matter what Alex Cora does, there's nothing that we can credit him for.
Well, Lou said when it comes to fielding that if you don't know it by the time – it's like when Courtney gets crap in the Twitch for not knowing the tense of a word. She's like, they don't teach you that at Boston College.
Right.
In Major League Baseball, they don't do instrumental or what's it called? Instrumental, not instrumental.
Instructional?
Instructional. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
Baseball. They should know it by the time they arrive is what Lou said.
Shouldn't they know how to hit by the time they get here, too?
That's
but
a good
they
point.
Still have a hitting coach.
That's right.
I never it's mind-blowing to me.
Okay, Lou played the game.
I know he played the game.
Okay, all right.
So did I. I was an All-Star City catcher.
I understand.
Back in the day.
I understand. And I'm sure you had an unbelievable gun down to second base.
Yeah,
but
better than Juju's.
Yes.
Who helped you get out of the crouch?
The coaches.
They did?
Yes.
It's also so funny to me, and I love the Twitchers so much, and I love being in Twitch. Took me 2 years, but I really do love it. you say the sky's blue and they have something to say. Like, we're saying how amazing it is that marathoners are able to do this and train for it. They're like, well, a lot of marathoners, actually, it's a lifestyle. It's not really training.
Oh my God. That's
their lifestyle. They've run beforehand.
Huh? Yeah, okay. I can't help you there.
I think it's amazing.
I think it's amazing that they do it. But I know you've had, and listen, Alex Cora talked about it when we were at Fort Myers, how this team had to be better when it came to playing defense, and they clearly aren't.
But he said it was situational stuff that they would mess up on. Isn't it your job as a manager, as a coach? And that's what made Bill so great.
You got to tell a guy how to get his glove ready for the ball in center field on a fly ball?
Clearly, it seems like what Alex Cora told us down at Fort Myers, that understanding the situation. Now, I get it. They're not like football players, and they don't have a bunch of time to go over stuff. But that's what made Bill so great. And we gave Bill credit for getting guys to understand the situation. We get guys – do they not have – and I'm asking this question because I don't know. And maybe Ken knows because he's the baseball guy.
Ken.
I'm willing to bet you dollars to donuts that they must have a fielding coach, correct?
They have an infield. I'm sure they have somebody that's titled. Right. I don't know the title specifically.
Okay, but there's somebody who deals with that.
Right.
So if it's not – if you're saying it's only about the players, why do they even have that guy?
Yeah, I mean –
I don't see how they have
a pitching coach.
Right.
So Andrew Bailey's the pitching coach.
And we've given him credit because of how their starting pitching has started this season this year, correct?
Yeah.
And what the adjustments he was able to make, change some of the things that they're doing this year as a rotation. So we give him credit.
Well, he was getting credit because they were limiting, out of the gate, they were limiting fastballs.
Okay.
And theoretically, that was going to help when it came to, you know, some of the injuries that other Major League Baseball teams are facing. But then you have Nick Pivetta, who ends up, being hurt and not available to you. So I don't know, how great of a job or how great that strategy was.
Well, I would just say that Bill Belichick made $20 million a year. Mediocre coaches in the NFL make $7 million a year.
Right.
Alex Cora probably makes $2 million.
Okay.
So that's the import that they view for him to coach 10 times the number of games in Major League Baseball as Bill Belichick did with the Patriots.
But he also doesn't have to coach as much stuff. Bill Belichick has to there's so much stuff that goes on in a football game. The number of things that happen in a football game are massive when you compare it to a baseball game, right, as a manager. So when you look at a manager's job in a baseball game, it's not like a football. It's like you don't know what – like football, you got to figure out, all right, when are we going to use timeouts here? 2-minute warning. We got to understand this situation, a backed-up situation.
Are we going to put a punt returner back for a punt?
Whatever it is. Are we going to block a punt, a 4-minute situation? Whatever it is, we're in baseball – it's not, the manager doesn't have to deal with as much stuff that's going on. So I get what you're saying as far as the amount that you pay, Bill, but it's still up to the manager to make sure. And I'm not putting in 100% on Alex Cora, but it's still up to the manager to make sure that these guys are getting the proper fielding that they need to be able to field ground balls or pop flies or know what the situation is when they play it off the wall.
We have the wrong governor coming up after this. We have Governor Healy instead of Governor Sununu because he would have been jumping on board.
He was early on that. Yeah. Speaking of Bill, I don't know if you guys listened to Julian Edelman, his podcast with Ty.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
They spoke so glowingly about Bill Belichick, and I was so happy listening to it. Like Ty Law basically said, everything Bill prepped us to do, he knew exactly what the other team was going to do in every scenario.
Yeah.
Everything, like the coaching was so far superior than any other coaching Ty had ever witnessed. It was a different ball game. And especially in the fallout from Dynasty, to have those types of podcasts. And I think Julian Edelman, I know Curtis always makes a joke like, oh, we don't have enough podcasts out there. I think Julian Edelman's podcast might be the best one going right now.
He does a great job.
Like the stuff that's coming out of that is really good.
But I don't think you can't manage that way in Major League Baseball.
No.
I understand Wiggy's point because I agree usually with that train of thought where if you're going to give someone credit if they succeed, they deserve some of the blame when they fail. Like, I get that. But with Major League Baseball, the way this roster has been put together, double A, triple A, and single A are where you learn anything left about specific fielding roles or whatever. Like, once you get to the big leagues, you should know how to throw the ball to first base. It's, you know, I walked past Little League practice the other night. There were people yelling at kids which base to throw and hitting the cutoff man. You should know that by the time you're in the big leagues.
Lou was saying on Friday with Gresham Foyer, like, does Alex Cora have to teach a guy to get his foot on second base when he's turning a double play? Like,
clearly he does. If guys are making,
but does he have to teach? Like, would you, if you had legit big money talent on your roster, would you have to teach them that?
I think that when you look at baseball, listen, Chuck Knaubuck was a big money player in quotations. He couldn't throw the ball from second base.
But that was like a weird mental thing.
Right, so you have to stay on top of these guys, right? You have to stay on top of them because of the situations that they're in. I get that you should be able to field. You know what? It's the same in football. You've been catching, if you're a wide receiver or a tight end, you've been catching a football your whole life. But guess what the coaches still work with you on every single day? How to catch a football. So it's the same premise.
But is Bill Belichick a bad coach because N'Keal Harry couldn't catch a football?
I think that we will say, and I think there's been some of this out there right now, that they didn't coach N'Keal Harry, right? Right?
But I think 99.9999% of Patriots fans blame N'Keal Harry. They blame Bill for drafting him,
right?
But they don't blame Bill for the fact that he dropped passes.
No, but there will be people out there that will say, why aren't they why didn't they do a better good job of coaching him? Because we do it with all players. Like, oh, they should have coached him better, put him in a better position. So there are coaches out there that if they do well, we give them credit. We do it for like a guy like Malcolm Butler. Look what Bill was able to do with a guy like Matt, and that was because of his coaching.
I mean, you'd have to ask Lou because he's there all the time now, or Joe or Will or whatever. But I don't think outside of BP that those guys really spend a ton of time fielding ground balls like anymore.
No.
I mean, I don't think today's player. I don't even know if they did they do that back in the 70s, Curtis.
Like, I don't know. But back in the mid 90s when we had Tim Nehring and Jody Reed, I don't know how many balls they took up the middle. But either way, the fact that the Red Sox, honestly, the fact that they're 9-7 is infuriating in a way because they've played like crap at times. Their rotation is already decimated, but they're not a bad team overall. Like everybody laughed about the A's, that they swept this awful A's team against everybody but the Red Sox. The A's are 6-6.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everyone
right.
wanted
to... Well, no, that's the frustrating thing is that you can't predict that Trevor Story is going to go down. But what you can do is have somebody on the roster available to step in there and to be a legit player, somebody that you don't have to spend hours working on fielding a baseball with. That's the issue.
Or if you don't have them, trading an asset now to get someone in here that can play and fix it for the season. Because today's going to be a perfect day. Let's say the Sox go out and win today. They're 10-7, 3 games over .500. Not a bad start to the year.
I'm getting a signal. Governor's going to be here in 5 minutes. Why don't we take a break? So we'll take a break, and then we are at the Capitol Grill. It's our Marathon Monday broadcast right here at the finish line, and we will be joined by the governor of the Commonwealth, Maura Healey, coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back at the Capitol Grill, our annual Marathon Monday broadcast on Patriots Day, and we are joined by the governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Maura Healey. Governor, nice to see you.
Awesome to be here.
How are you?
I'm great. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this. I started the morning in Lexington out at the reenactment of the battle. Yeah,
right.
Early. That was awesome.
How was that?
Who won?
Did the Americans win?
Well, it's a longer story. Okay. Today was a rough go, but we know how that turned out. And then came down here. I was just with the mayor and family members. We did the wreath laying for the marathon, and now I get a chance to come see you. So happy Patriots Day.
Yeah, I mean, it's such an incredible day in the city, and I think finally, like, spring has sprung, and we're going to have beautiful weather. And this day, I think, means a lot for everybody because of what happened here and the way the city has come back from that kind of collectively. So.
Totally. It's a... It's always so poignant, right? Here we are 11 years since the anniversary, 128th running of this event. It's a story of strength and resilience. Every single runner here today has a story. I mean, it's incredible, right? Who they're running for, what cause they're running for. So many stories. There's so much power in this. I think back 11 years ago, it still rings true to all of us, right, who were in the city and took that in, and we think about the victims, we think about the survivors, so many survivors who continue to live with injuries and trauma. We think about the first responders, the bravery, people in our hospitals who save lives and limbs, and it's incredibly sad. It's also incredibly poignant, and I think, like, life-affirming, right? Like, so many acts of heroism and so much resilience through the years, and I just feel like today is a day where we should be celebrating that, right? I mean, we did the wreath laying. It's important to have those moments of somber, right, and reflection. It's also, I hope, a day that people can, like, rally for a greater cause and a common cause, right? And, like, yeah, this is who we are, and this is what we're about as a people.
As always on this, there's a lot going on in the world, and I know as always, kind of just that message from the police and from you guys, just to be vigilant and not to be worried about things here today, but just in general, if you're coming down and watching the marathon anywhere, to just look around and be careful.
Yeah, if you want any information about the actual race, how to watch the routes, road closures, go to the BAA website, of course. But we've got nearly 50 agencies, state, local, and federal, coordinating for this event. They all do a fantastic job. We expect to have a fantastic day here and a safe day here. It's going to be a little warm, so the medical tent we know can see a little bit more action.
Yeah.
Nice for the rest of us, right?
Yeah,
like, it's great.
Yeah,
hang outside, have a burger and a beer.
It is
great.
It is great.
But the poor runners, God bless them. But honestly, it should be a great day. A lot of people, the BAA, all the volunteers, amazing.
Yeah.
Thousands of volunteers. And again, to me, it's just part of, like, these are moments that as a city, state, country, we should just, like, feel so good about, right? No matter, where you're coming from or your views, it's like, let's at least unite around this. This is a awesome day, and we should celebrate that.
Speaking of important moments, there's one coming up in less than 2 months for Tom Brady. We've talked to you a lot about any idea. Is the state going to do? I mean, you're going to name the airport. Curtis wants the airport named Brady International.
Brady International.
have you decided?
Touchdown.
Have you talked at all about what the state is going to do on June 12th for Tom Brady?
Oh, I can't reveal.
Can we reveal?
I take any ideas though.
All right.
Tom Brady International Airport.
I mean, I don't. I mean, I'm sure Logan is a fine person.
Yeah,
but
General Logan.
General Logan's had a pretty long run.
He's
here.
Had a run, right?
You know? And who brought more touchdowns?
Yeah.
Touchdown at Logan with Tom Brady International.
I like that. Curtis, that's a good
one. Really
good
right.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Airing it out. Airing it out. I love that.
That's my moonshot.
Okay. Okay.
Did you watch,
we'll take that back.
Did you watch Dynasty at all? I'm sure you're busy, but did you get a chance to watch Dynasty on Apple?
No.
No.
A couple. I watched one episode.
Yeah.
I read a lot about it. What'd you think?
Wiggy,
what'd you think?
I thought it was an absolute crap show. You didn't miss anything good, except for the first couple episodes.
It was kind of like kicking Bill Belichick on the way out is what we kind of thought.
Every former player hates it.
We had the writer and director here. It went really well.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We lived it. We saw it. So I don't need to go watch it. Yeah. You know, we all have our memories in that time. Right?
Now, this came up earlier. I don't want to jinx anything, but will you be planning some kind of a duck boat parade, perhaps right down in this area for your beloved Celtics?
Are you kidding? Are you out of your freaking mind?
For bringing that? Don't even say. Okay, all right. I won't even say anything.
Go
about
C's.
It. Okay, all right.
Go C's. Go B's.
You like this team though, right?
Team's great.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't they? Great pieces they brought together this year, you know? It was so funny watching the other night. It's like you didn't recognize anybody on the floor, right? I mean, they brought the guys up from down from Maine, G League. I mean, and still dominated. So they're super fun to watch. They're selfless. You know, it's like just mental toughness down the stretch, right? So let's I think they've got all the ingredients there, and I'm psyched for it.
I wanted to ask you about a topic that comes up a lot on the show, and I know you've been dealing with it for a while here. You've called it you declared a state of emergency when it comes to what's going on with the migrant situation, a crisis. Where currently are you at on working through that? Because I think it's been, you know, I think everybody, I don't know anybody who doesn't want to offer the opportunity for those who are not here in America to come here. But also, I think a lot of people look at an incredible burden that is being placed on the state. And how do we deal with that as a state going forward?
Greg, I'm really glad you asked the question, because let me say something to listeners. We got a problem with the border. We've got a problem with a broken immigration system, right? And like Congress should have acted on that decades ago. Fix it, right? Make it tighten up asylum, tighten up the border, get more assets and agents and resources to the border, right? We got to reform that system. And then we have this issue that's come up in the last year and a half where we see people fleeing all sorts of like horrific stuff. Look at Haiti, you know, and they're just like trying to find a way to save their kids and build a better life. And those are new immigrants who've come. And yeah, they come into the country. They actually come here lawfully, you know. So there's a distinction between those who come here illegally and those who come here lawfully. The problem I have is that many of them are coming here, and I understand it. You probably do anything you could for your family, right? I mean, these are people escaping rape and assault and gangs and just stuff. They come here, and the federal government, you know, at first wasn't going to let them work, which is insane. And I said, no, let's get them working. So now I've gotten them all working through, more than 3,000 of them processed for work, and they're filling jobs right now that we need in restaurants, in hospitalities, you know, settings, in hospitals, in nursing homes, you know, and that's, they're going to be able to support their kids. They're going to be able to, sustain themselves, and that's a good thing. But I just, you know, the blame here, Greg, is with Congress, and they're just failure
both
to act.
Sides.
Both sides over years.
Yeah.
I mean, most recently there was a deal on the table, you know, unfortunately it went by the wayside when, you know, the Republicans refused to get it done because Donald Trump said no deal before the election. So, you know, but it's a longer standing problem, right? And I continue to ask for money from the federal government for help.
Because we're kind of running out. I mean, I you know, it's over $1 billion. I think there are, you know, as taxpayers, I think we sometimes look and say, I wish that money, you know, if we had endless amounts of money, then it should go to everybody that it could go to. But I wish it went at times to some of our veterans, you know, who are
It does.
Who
Let
are
me
homeless.
Clarify. So it's not quite $1 billion. But what it is, you know, it's several hundred million dollars that we estimate at this point. But, you know, more than half the families that we're paying for are Massachusetts families. That's
more
the reality.
Than half.
More than half right now still. You know, we all know people who've come on hard times, right? Something's happened. Somebody got sick. Somebody lost a job. So the money that we're talking about or you hear talked about in the news, more than half of that's going to Massachusetts families, you know, who are vulnerable and without a house right now, including veterans. I've got a new program on veterans homelessness prevention. We're doing a lot there. We just opened brand new homes in Chelsea and Holyoke for our veterans. Really proud of that. We got to do everything we can to take care of our veterans and those who served. But, you know, it definitely put some strain, right, on things. And, you know, I didn't expect us to have, as a state, there's a law that says we're required to house people here, okay? So I'm just enforcing. Yeah. I mean, I'm just following the law here.
Could you change that? Could you change that with executive order?
No, the legislature can. I've done what I can. Remember, I recently said, people who come, you've got 30 days. You've got to register. You've got to show that you're applying for work authorization, that you're getting a job, that you're taking English classes, right? Like that you're looking for housing. That's something that I imposed, and I've advocated for shorter timelines on it so there's shorter terms of stay and really working with our service providers, you know, to get people processed so that they can be out of shelter and on their own, you know. We want self-sustaining and resilience for people. And, you know, honestly, the people I talk to, the immigrants who come under these circumstances, a lot of them come from Haiti because we get a huge Haitian population here in Boston. That's why they're coming to Boston. And, you know, they're trying to get relocated with family or relatives. And, you know, that's what we want to see. They all want to work. And that's why I'm getting them work permits. They're going to be working and they're going to be filling jobs that we need filled, you know, right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I understand people's concern out there. I'm also just trying to, you know, say it straight about what's really happening. Because, you know, this, when you talk about this issue, I mean, people's emotions, you know, people get really exercised about it, right?
Yeah.
And frustrating. There's some misconceptions about what's going on here.
Well,
so
it's really good to have you clear them up because we end up talking about it a lot, and I think it's something that's on that is on the minds of a lot of people who are looking around and saying, listen, I think, you know, you talk a lot about the MBTA, you talk about a lot of things that need funding. And talk about when it comes to tax receipts, they're, you know, not always going in the up direction. And I'm sure that's something that's on your mind, too, is looking around and how do you get people back to work here in the city and these businesses back to operate.
I mean, and part of this goes, you got immigrants working, you know, those are going to be businesses that are going to be able to do more business, frankly, because, you know, I talk to any employer around, everybody's hurting for workers right now. So let's plug them in there. I'd love to see more people downtown, you know, back to work, bring the vibrancy back downtown Boston. We need that. I applaud and I support the companies. And there have been many lately who are bringing people back into the office, you know. And I think most people find out, I mean, sure, it's been good to have some flexibility, childcare issues, right? I mean, and look, traffic is lousy. I'm going to, you know, it's tough, right? I'm working on it. I inherited kind
Can
of a mess
fix,
here.
Yeah,
we're working on it. You know, this guy,
that.
Phil Ng, who's in charge, he's, honestly, it's going to take some time because this system was underinvested in and mismanaged for years and years. But
Wiggy,
you know,
is still, he's caught up a little bit in that no tax whatsoever.
Yes, make us like New Hampshire.
He wants no taxes.
No state taxes. What can we do there?
That's going to be
you
his platform.
It works
wants.
In New Hampshire.
I grew up in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and it works well.
Well, you don't.
Or lower it.
I just did. Wiggy, I cut your taxes this year. I was the first time in over 20 years.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. I was the first governor in over 20 years to cut taxes in this state, $1 billion tax cut. I know you're like looking at me like, really? Did you do that?
So wait a second.
Yeah,
so
I'm a Democrat.
From 5%, where'd I go to?
Well, we're working that. You know,
did you lower it to like 3.5%?
We weren't able to deal with income tax. I'll tell you that.
Oh,
but
so
we,
that's
I
what
grew,
I'm looking for.
I know. I grew up in New Hampshire, though. You know, there's a lot of services and resources that we get here in Massachusetts that we didn't get in New Hampshire because the only thing fun in anything in New Hampshire is your property tax.
Mm-hmm.
And property taxes are high.
Right? Yeah.
You know, there's more work to do on tax reform in the state. But when I started as governor, I said, I want to make the state more affordable, more competitive, more equitable. And getting that tax cut was a big thing. You got any seniors in your house?
No, unfortunately.
Just whenever Greg comes
back. Unfortunately.
Wait a minute.
Well, we just doubled the tax credit they're going to get. $2,400 back in the pocket of seniors.
By the way, I have a giant thank you.
And the estate tax, too.
My mother lived with me. Can I use that now? I mean, she's gone. She's gone on up to the upper room, but can I use the fact that she lived with me?
No,
maybe.
You can't.
Maybe. Although she'd probably claim you as a dependent, though. You never get old. old.
Oh, believe me.
You're still a kid.
I haven't thanked you yet, but when I was in high school, at Neshoba Regional High School, 1985, I was arrested for possession of a Class D substance.
No.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Started me down the wrong
Oh, yeah, you should see the mugshot. Something special.
In Clinton, Massachusetts, 1985. I believe I have now been officially pardoned by you.
By me. Is that,
all right.
John.
Okay. All right.
Thank God.
That's off.
That is off. That's off my record.
So you can go to college.
That is off my record.
It's really held you back, though.
Well, it did for a little while, but I overcame.
It's circling back to the traffic quickly. The bike lane, bus lane situation. Do you think we may have gone overboard?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's for the city to decide and people in the city to decide. Honestly, you know, I got to think about the whole state and getting, you know, the subway up to where it needs to be, or commuter rail, building out new infrastructure, bridges, roads, you know, up to repair. But, you know, I know that's caused some issues for folks. So I think as a general matter, Courtney, we should always be open to looking at something.
Right.
You know, if it's not working, then make an adjustment. Right?
Yeah.
I have a
yeah.
question on that, Governor, just on the specific. I'm not a green guy. I applaud everybody who wants the earth to be better.
Do you have a bike?
I do not have a bike. No. I walk around. But is there ever the calculus of what gridlock does for the environment caused by decreased traffic lanes? In other words, if everybody was going to work at 30 miles an hour, it would be better for the environment than having everybody just stalled on Summer Street in South Boston.
Yeah.
Do we not? Because I feel like that's an easy thing to understand, but I'm not as smart as many people. But I seem to understand that. Why can't we grasp that and not go all into this Copenhagen style of city planning?
Have you been over there?
I am not. Marty Walsh used to talk a lot.
He loved Copenhagen. About Copenhagen.
Well, there's a lot of things to love about Copenhagen. Right? I don't know.
Yeah. You would like it there.
I hadn't thought
I don't
of
even
bikes.
Know where it is.
You know, when they do that calculus, right? But I think one thing with all this stuff is, like, they're trying to incent us to get out of our cars, right? Use your bike, use a different mode of transportation. But if that's not happening, then you end up with, you know, more numbers and more gridlock, which is why you always got to be prepared to make an adjustment, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it snows here. Like, there's months where nobody's going to really take a bike, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm sure you have official duties. What do you have?
Do you have to?
I don't know.
I crowned the winner.
I crowned
the male winner.
Yeah. Okay. So you crowned them.
Yeah.
And that's like.
I was so nervous last year. It was my first year.
Yeah.
And they give you the crown, right?
Yeah.
It's like the Roman, the leaves, right? And,
yeah.
And it's like they're all gold leaf, and you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna break this off.
And then
they tell me to put it on the head, and you know these guys are so trim, right? It's like the little head, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm gonna like.
Yeah.
It's a necklace.
Because you don't. Because then he's gotta go stand. It's like, oh my God, I wanna put it on the right way so it doesn't fall off.
So you practiced, I'm assuming.
No.
No. Yeah. Okay.
That's why I was nervous.
Just winging it.
Yeah.
That's how Greg gets his ratings bonuses from Ken.
I have one more for you, since we're asking tough questions, and I know you can't comment specifically about things, but I want to ask you, as the former attorney general for this state, tomorrow the Karen Reed trial begins. Are you going to be watching that from your perspective? I think it's very interesting. There's a lot of interest in the case, and a considerable amount of people who are concerned a little bit about kind of the way our policing and our justice system works. Are you going to be paying attention to that in your role as governor, former attorney general?
No. But I mean, I've read about it, right? It's an interesting case, and you know, we'll see how it all plays out and in the court of law. But I won't be watching it.
Okay.
You know, but we'll see how that goes. I got to be watching other stuff. You know, I got to be, what are we doing on transportation? You know, how are we fixing infrastructure? Housing, that's my big thing. We need more housing in the state. I want to build more housing because rents are too high. People can't afford down payments. And I don't want people like we thinking about going to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I want them staying here in Massachusetts. I want our businesses growing in Massachusetts. That's why we did tax cuts, right? But we also need more housing because, you know, right now it's too expensive. So those are the things I'm really focused on, but I love coming on.
Oh,
what's that?
Is that a flyover?
I think that's the start of the race.
Oh, look at that. That's
pretty cool.
That's really cool.
It never gets old.
It really doesn't.
Right?
Yeah, it's awesome. Right.
And nice work with the foundation, Greg, as always. This is the day, too, you know, yeah, well, Boston.
You're welcome to come back. We have a big party here, so if you want to, if you're walking back through, come by and say hello to everybody.
All right.
A lot of voters in here.
A lot of voters. Great to see you guys.
All right. He's in Boston.
All right, Wiggy.
I'm going to H-Town.
Wiggy with the no tax. He thinks he's always going to pay taxes. Just tell him he's always going to pay taxes.
I'm going to H-Town.
Doesn't matter where he lives.
You just take care of your mother.
Yeah.
Don't leave your mother.
She's already gone off. She's gone off to the upper room.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you. All right. There's our governor. Round of applause for El Grill on Marathon Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.